You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, May 10th, 2018, week 246. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sesko.
And this is Destiny Pizza. This person, ready, Mike?
Give me some facts for America's Sweetheart. I'm ready for America's Sweetheart.
This person is a supporter of LGBT rights.
Now, who in Hollywood would do that?
Crazy.
It's only so many people. I don't know.
This person has a great interest in the philosophies of Buddhism. Mm. Mm.
I don't know.
This person had a crush on Sandra Bullock as a teenager after seeing her in the action film Speed.
I don't know.
This person has worked twice with Jason Statham and Jessica Biel in two films.
Whoa. Very specific.
Yeah.
Statham has worked with.
That means Jason Statham has worked with Jessica Biel twice.
Oh, they were all three? Oh.
Yes.
Okay, it's not on separate occasions. I still don't know. Really? Jeez, I can't picture a movie of them both in a movie together.
I can tell you the name of the movies.
All right. That won't help.
Cellular in 2004 and London in 2005. Do you remember either of those movies?
I do know Cellular.
Okay.
Is it Chris Evans?
It is Chris Evans.
Okay. I thought Chris Evans was in that movie.
Can you believe that he's never been America's Sweetheart?
Really? Before? Hmm. We didn't tack through the Avengers at one point?
No.
And we're like, oh, Avengers. This Chris person, Evans, man.
Yeah, that's my time now. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, go through the Avengers. We just watched that movie. I like a lot of those people.
He's
Chris Evans. He seems,
yeah,
like, he seems like a good
from dude. Migraines throughout the making of the Avengers because of the cowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He got an 1180 on his SATs.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know they changed the scoring, so that's why it always throws me off.
He's very close friends with Scarlett Johansson, with he's been in seven movies with.
Crazy.
Oh, I think they said the SATs because he was in the movie The Perfect Score.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, yeah. With Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Been in nine movies with Stan Lee.
I mean, that's all the Marvel movies.
And Fantastic Four and Fantastic
Four.
Oh, Marvel,
yeah. Too. That's two more Marvel movies. Has he's been in the most movies with Stan Lee then, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He has to have been, if that's... If you count those two movies, because I don't...
Do you count...
Has he been in the most movies?
Well, do you count Spider-Man Homecoming? Do
you count Thor?
This one does count Thor the Dark World.
Because he was physically showed up. But they don't count Spider-Man Homecoming?
They do not.
I think he's been in the most Marvel movies.
But they count Ant-Man.
If you count... Ant-Man? Where is he in Ant-Man? He's not in Ant-Man. Where is he in Ant-Man? Falcon's in Ant-Man. Where's Captain America in Ant-Man? Oh, and credits.
Oh, yeah.
Was that an Ant-Man?
Yeah.
The end credits? We have a guy. Was that an Ant-Man? I always forget what movie the end credits are.
That was like the super... That one like led directly into Civil War.
Yeah.
And I can't... It like, you saw scenes from Civil War. That's the one where you see Bucky, right?
Yeah, that's there? Literally a scene like, in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, like that's how they sold us on this movie.
That's a weird thing to do. It's like,
because like that
I have
movie,
a guy.
That movie should have failed. Ant-Man is like the hardest movie to sell, I think, as Marvel.
Yeah, Ant-Man's a difficult one, especially with all the problems going
if
in.
If one movie
it.
Was going to fail, it was Ant-Man.
They say that after like...
After a lot of movies.
It was Guardians was that movie, then Ant-Man was that movie.
But like and Ant-Man, you're like, what's his power? He can go very small.
Ant-Man, and then they didn't even try to like... Put other heroes. Like, I mean, Falcon's there, but like they didn't advertise that.
No.
Like they didn't even try to like loop him into the Avengers world. They're just like, yeah, Ant-Man, and you don't know anybody in this movie.
Yeah,
from
Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, yeah,
yeah. You sell on Michael Douglas too.
You got a Peggy Carter in there. You got
Yeah, but they didn't sell it as that. There's no Peggy
Stark.
Carter in there. Wait, is there? Oh yeah, that early part.
Yeah,
the first part of the movie.
So, I mean, that's huge, man.
Yeah, I guess. That gets me excited as a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
But I'm already sold on all the... Like, after... After what they did with Guardians. I mean, well, it was after.
Is there any Marvel movie, any Marvel character that you would be like...
Marvel Studios, though, right?
Yeah, Marvel Studios, that you're like, I don't think I would watch a movie about that.
No,
character.
Like, I believe that they...
I think at this point, I'd be more curious if they went with, like, a really bad character.
Exactly.
Like, this is an interesting...
Yeah, like...
This is an interesting, like, strategy.
How are they going to make this work?
Yeah.
Is all like, I assume it's going to work. That's
like
the
thing. Like, Man-Thing. If they were like, we're going to... Next character, Man-Thing.
Yeah, I'm like... Whoa, like, they thought,
hell yeah,
of,
this
they thought
is
of something
be weird,
really
man.
Cool because they literally take the shittiest character and I'm like, oh, I don't know anything about the character, but I don't care because I know they figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
And then like until they prove me wrong, like they have to prove me wrong at this point. And then even one movie proved me wrong. If they put another character, then I don't know. I'm like, that was one movie. I'm not giving up until it's like a streak of like, okay, they've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
They've gone nuts. But like, that's the crazy thing about them. It's like, you're way more excited to see a Man-Thing movie, whatever, like, they come up with, as opposed to, like, a Batman movie. Yeah. That I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical about what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Probably see both, but I'm going to be like, I'm going to question what you guys are doing, because you guys prove that it's just, like, a track record that Marvel Studios can't deny it. Is how much money they're making, how much, like, the score, the relatively high scores on all their movies. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, even if the movie...
It's not hype.
Even if the movie's, like, okay, like, there'll be one or two or three moments where I'm like, oh, this is why
this
I
is
love
why
this
we
movie.
Love these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, Marvel's the greatest, and I think, I know everyone says that. Definitely
okay,
true.
Mike.
But Chris Evans, yeah.
Yeah, he is named Christopher Robert Evans. How old is he?
Let's see. I'm going to say he is 34 years old.
Nope.
32 years old.
Nope.
33 years old.
37 years old.
Oh, okay. He's older than that. 37.
How tall is he?
Over 6 feet, but I want to say 6'1".
He's exactly 6 foot.
Oh. I know all the Chris's are 6 foot something.
What is his highest grossing?
Ooh, that is as of today, right?
Yeah.
It will
domestic.
Be... Domestic. It is... I believe this is still the... I think Marvel's the Avenger.
It is Marvel's
it's
the
still
Avengers.
Marvel's, right? There you go.
Number two is Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Then Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Then as of May 5th, Infinity War.
It's still Infinity War over Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Over $100 million.
That's crazy. Because Winter Soldier was such a big deal, but like it didn't make that much money.
Apparently. Yeah. Like Winter Soldier is one of my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Winter Soldier, you bring up the Marvel movie, like that's a movie that changed a lot too. Because it was like, oh, Marvel movies can be like this?
Yeah. Like it can be like a espionage movie.
Yeah. It's not just like...
It could be like nearly a political thriller.
Yeah, that
like,
really changed everything, that movie.
Yeah.
That's why the Russos are still working, because they're like, that movie like was like, oh, I didn't know a movie could be like this. In the super.
Yeah. Yeah, so Chris Evans.
Chris
Congratulations,
Evans.
You're America's sweetheart this week. Born in Massachusetts.
Chris
Evans. This Week in Movies and Now, Breaking In and Life of the Party. I have not seen these two trailers.
I've seen Life of the Party. It's with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Basically, it's...
She goes back to school.
Yeah, it's an extremely goofy movie. It's the plot of that movie. They ripped it off the sequel to a goofy movie, the one that really many people have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Where, basically, her daughter's going to college, and she's like, I gotta go to college, but I don't know the real... I don't know if it's in the trailer. Maybe it is. I don't remember, though. Why she has to go back to college.
You want to watch Breaking In?
But yes, let's watch the trailer for Breaking In. Rihanna is in the trailer. The music. Not the... Is that Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, it is.
I haven't seen her in a movie in a long time. I assume it's a horror movie. It's called Breaking In. is what you're trying to build your house to be.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome. Except I'm not a big fan of the interior webcam.
Yeah, that's
security cameras seem excessive.
Yeah, I agree. Because once they're in, you're kind of screwed, even if you can see them. It didn't help these people, obviously.
Moby's in this movie.
Damn, can't break in.
I think it was technically a Young Jeezy song.
Oh, I know. I just heard Rihanna. They're really selling the Mother's Day angle.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, whoa. They're both Mother's movies, though.
That is true.
Whoa. The book in a long house. That's my favorite line.
He's got a lot of skills, man.
He's like a lawyer.
I'm like, how does she have so many skills? It's like, you don't understand. They get adrenaline rushing.
Let's watch the trailer. Life of the party.
Yes, let's see if I described it kind of what it was like. I'm confusing this with a different movie then, maybe. No, I think this is the same.
I think you're right.
I think
this is just a really misleading.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really weird intro. Yeah.
It's weird because, like, when you watch college movies, there's always that old person that's like, I never lived college.
Yeah.
They made a movie about that character.
Pretty much.
And that character is the main character.
Yeah. Flipped it on its head. Like, oh, no, that's not the oddball.
That's the main character.
It's like, no, that's who we're following.
You want to know why Blue is still in college?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And that's the movie you watch.
No, thank you.
Telling you, watch extremely goofy movie.
Yeah,
the same plot.
the first comment nails it. This looks awful. Melissa McCarthy deserves better. Second comment: Melissa deserves something better than this.
Well, she's doing that other movie, right? What was that other movie you described? That was like
That one's like a.
And I thought that was this movie,
but
it was like a different Melissa McCarthy that comes out soon.
McCarthy, author, movie. Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah. Well, doesn't that trailer come out soon? Or maybe just the trailer came out.
This one's based on a true story, though.
Okay.
And she like adds to the, embellishes the letters, and now she's just forging letters from dead art or
wow,
dead.
Wow, that's really happened.
Yeah, it's a true story. Slightly artsier movie.
A little bit different.
I think this movie would honestly do better than whatever that shit was.
This looks like a real movie. Almost. Yeah. Like, she's doing actual acting. The other movie's like, oh, do goofy stuff.
Yeah. One for them, one for you.
I think so.
I think it's
that might be it.
How the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about trailers? I didn't see these trailers either.
I saw these trailers. Saw the new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer. Don't really give you much more to it. So, like, not story-wise, really. You get to see a giant ant playing drums, if you're into that.
That's crazy.
It's kind of cool. But no, they didn't mention any ties to Infinity War or anything like that. So, they're kind of being very misleading on what's going on. So, I like that. They're on the run, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That makes a good trailer to me. And then I saw the Teen Titans Go to the Movies trailer, which I enjoyed because it's pretty much DC just making fun of both itself and like
the hype of superhero movies.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I wish they found their way to do that in a live action version too. But like, yeah, they're
that's like the Deadpool.
Yeah,
you're asking for Deadpool.
This is like the Deadpool of like kids movies, I guess. Where it's very meta. It's like making fun of, it's literally calling Deathstroke Deadpool. Deathstroke.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He's like, Deathstroke, he's like, but I was first. And it's like, nah, I think he's Deadpool. And they're just like literally making fun of it and stuff. So I like everything, like all the stuff. I like what this movie's about, the meta-ness of it. And I think it's funny. So I really enjoyed the trailer. Actually looks kind of cool.
On Netflix today. Dirty Girl.
Dirty Girl.
Muchacha Sucia.
Sucia.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.